Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, the Bible says, "If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." I wish I could get every person to enjoy being with God. Oh, how my heart desires for people to trust God enough to walk with Him. It amazes me how we will go soul winning, we preach in our churches, people will get saved, and we trust God enough with our eternity, but we don't trust God enough for our everyday life. I want people and the people that I love most to have a great relationship with God. I long for you to love God. I love the thought of you talking with God and abiding with God and obeying God and having a great relationship with God. Because then and only then will you understand the blessing of God. If God never answered another one of your prayers, do you realize God's done enough already? God's blessed me so much in these last 43 plus years of preaching that if God never answered me again, I'm still way beyond blessed. Why do we put God on trial? God has given everything we need to know in the Bible. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And it is the word of God that saves us. It's the word of God that keeps us saved. It's the word of God that blesses us, and it gives us everything that we have. Why do we then put God on trial? I want to give you a truth that will totally change your life. Let me ask you a question, and that will propose the truth. Do you want God to answer prayer your way or His way? You know, I learned a long time ago that God knows more and He wants more for me than I even know what to want. I know what it's like to work for another leader. I was an assistant pastor for 23 and a half years. I have asked countless, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of questions. I've learned that there are three ways to ask a question. By the way, all three ways give us a different answer based on the question asked. Let me show you what I mean. First type of question is, may I have permission? That, in other words, you're asking for a yes, no, a right, wrong, and it's a very quick, I either can or I cannot do something. It's a very base type question. Number two, the second type of question is, how do you want such and such done? Oh, this is a good way for the follower to learn from the leader. this allows the leader to put his own opinion to things or his own experience to things without you struggling. And it's a better way to ask a question. But thirdly, when you start asking the question, how would you do such and so? Oh, this is when you find out how the leader does things. You see, how the leader does it may be different than how he would tell you to do it. I remember working for Dr. Jack Hiles, and I was in a meeting with him, in a staff meeting, and I asked him a question, and I said, "Preacher, how would you do thus and so?" And he said, "Well, I'm an old man. I'm set in my ways, and I'd advise you to do the." I said, "I didn't ask how you advise me to do it. I asked you, would you do it?" "Oh, I would never." He never pushed his way, but I eventually got him to tell me how he would do it. By the way, I didn't do it the way he told me to do it. I did it the way he would have done it, because I figured if it worked for him, it'll work for me. Did you know you can approach God the same way? We can ask him for permission. We can look in the Word of God and ask him how he wants us to get it done. Or we can go to him and say, "How would you do this, God?" There are times that we sometimes do ask God for permission. But there's a whole nother level that I want you to get to. Do you only want God to answer your prayer your way? Are you only interested in getting what you want? Or do you want what God wants? God will answer you however you ask him. He may try to prompt you to get you to want more, but he'll never force it on you. Number one, if we only ask God to answer our request, his duty's done when he answers. You know, God only obligates himself to hear us. He does not obligate himself to answer us. God's only required to say yes or no. God doesn't owe you any more than that in this world. God gave you the Word of God, and virtually every answer that he'll give you is founded in the Word of God. Number two, God may answer us how he thinks we should do it. It may not be the way he would do it, but it's still right, and he thinks it would be the easiest way for us to do it. He wants us to do right. He's not as concerned about how. You know, as a leader, I can't always do everything. And I have to allow people that work around me, and they have to have the freedom to do things. And they may not do it exactly the way I would, but we get a whole lot more done if everybody does it. See, Psalm 106 verse 15 says, "And he gave them their request, but sent leanness to their soul." Oh, it was not wrong for them to get what they wanted, but what they got really wasn't what they wanted. God does not want to force himself on anyone. God doesn't want to force his leadership. Neither should we lead that way. Lastly, every answer to prayer gives you more potential for a closer walk with God. You know, after God answers, how about you spend as much time thanking him for the answer as you did asking him for it? God wants a relationship more than he wants anything. Let's learn to ask God how he would do it his way. I remember when we were building our building, I needed $10,000. A very wealthy man called me and said, "I want to wire some money into your bank." He did. Went to the bank several days later and I said, "God, you know I need $10,000, but whatever you give us, I'll be satisfied with." Come to find out, that man had given us $100,000. You see, when we ask God to have it his way, it makes a difference. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.